Amen. Peggy Blocker, recording that she made. Michael, do we know the date that she made that on? 2019. Amen. I have not conversed with her, but believe that she's in the Pacific Northwest, doing a wonderful job there, serving as an organist. Good morning. Celebrations of Palm Sunday to you. We greet you and celebrate, and all of creation is celebrating outside. It's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning. Morning joke, I have to tell you. Mark Doctor, you know that he served as a policeman in the military, and so they do various trainings, and one of the things he opted for was some martial arts training. Did you know that he had some martial arts training? In fact, he is up to the level of a black eye in karate. On the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on. Remember, we will be celebrating a Good Friday service. We will be worshiping together. Come and join us 7 p.m. If you are able, we hope to broadcast that. Yes, Pia, we hope to broadcast that. Are we set to do that? Okay. Thank you, Pia, for being able to do all those things for us. And next Sunday seems like it's an important day. Can somebody tell me what happens next Sunday? Easter, amen. Remembering and celebrating the rising of our Lord and the celebrations of that special morning. Are there other announcements for the good of the order, things that we need to share that we need to be aware of as we come and prepare for our morning? Sandy Tinney, did you and the women get everything organized yesterday here in the church?
Where's Sandy Tinney?
Oh. You were well-behaved? Well, okay, I believe you. I do believe you. We trust in all of that. Anything for the good of the hour? Anything by way of announcements? Anything that we need to be aware of? If not, if you will gather together and stand, greet one another, and let us turn to our call to worship. Oh, and all the people that want to help in the prom processional, young kids, big kids, little kids, move it to the back with Stephanie. We're going to have the prom processional from back there. So go on in the back, Melissa. Melissa, go on back there. Yeah, go back there to wave your palm.
I would invite you to remain standing as we join together in reading this morning's call to worship. Lord, we humbly ask that you join us this morning of Palm Sunday. O God, our Creator, come among us. As we culminate our Lenten journey, we turn to you. Through this special season, we have prayed. We have sung our praise. We have changed our behavior so that we could emphasize this journey. Along with our thanks and praise, we have meditated on our journey. We have paused to remember the richness of creation, your creation, Lord. We have paused to remember your children, Lord, our brothers and sisters. Lord, continue to instruct us. Speak to us in the many ways that unite us to you, Lord. Please remain standing as we join in our opening hymn with the palm procession, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, number 278 in your hymnal. Yep, number 278.
Pillar, court, and temple, the Lord. sang the praises, the simplest and the best. From all of it they followed in an exultant cry. The victor palm branch waving and chanting near and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in lowly state, nor scorned that little children should on his bidding pray. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing, for Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven our King. Oh,
you may be seated. The first scripture for today, Palm Sunday, is taken from the 118th Psalm, verses 1 and 2, skipping from there to 19 through 26. That can be found on page 534 of the Old Testament in your pew Bible. Listen for the word of the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The word of the Lord. I would at this time invite the ensemble forward for our anthem today. All hail the power of Jesus.
Thank you, ensemble. Beautifully done. Celebration of this morning. By way of our time of prayers and celebrations, I ask if you have those things you'd like to lift. There are a list on the back of our bulletin that you are aware of that we've been praying for over time. Do we have any updates on any of those that you'd like to add and give us any information on? Paya, do you have are you trying to get my attention?
Yes.
Michael, if you would get the microphone to Paya. She's the gal over there to your left. That's a joke, y'all.
I just want to update on Paul Drake. He is part of our Tongan community, but also a nephew to Eunice Philman. They had scheduled him for a 5 to 6 hours worth of surgery, and his surgery was done under 2 hours. I know that you see a little bit in the back, but they were able to pull that tumor from his neck, and it looked like a sausage.
Wow.
So we thank God, and his mother wrote me this morning to tell you all thank you very much for your prayers.
Wonderful. Amen. Very good news. Very good news. Joe Burns here joining us. He took a spill, and as we are aging, spills are more serious than they used to be. Glad to have you with us, Joe. Others? Other prayers? Michael, Holly, Arms. I can't hear you without the microphone, Holly. Hang on one second and we'll make sure that...
I said I like to make Mike run over here. Just an update. I did get my results from my biopsy. The good news is there's no new mutations. The not fabulous news is that the hormones that are causing my cancer are still pretty strong. But at this point, she's not going to change my medication. We're waiting for this new medication to be approved with the medication that I'm already on, and then we'll do some tweaking. But, you know, in general, it's pretty positive. No big progressions or anything.
Amen.
So thank you, everybody, for your prayers.
You bet. Amen. And continuing prayers as we continue with your journey with breast cancer. Sandy was a no? Okay. Other announcements that we need to make this morning? I don't see any other concerns. By way of celebrations, let's see what the birthday list shows. This is today the 13th? All day. Monday, Don Larson's having a birthday. Is that right? Did you remember, Tom? Okay. Monday, Bradley and James Littow are both turning 9. Can you believe the twins are going to be 9 years old? That is just unbelievable to me. And also I have down here that Shelley Wynn has a birthday. Do we know, do we have validation on that? All right. On Wednesday, Perry Moore will have a birthday. On next Sunday, Easter morning, Aretha Johnson has a birthday. Others. Michael Pius got her hand up again.
Today is my brother Vicky Lani's birthday, so if you could please pray for him. He's in Hawaii, about to be a father of two, and is farming now.
Amen. Pius brother. His brother's birthday today?
Yes.
All right. He's in Hawaii farming?
Yes.
What do you farm in Hawaii?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Oh. And bananas?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I believe that they farm sweet potatoes in Weld County, too. Don't they? Don't we make sugar out of sweet potatoes? Yes, okay. Not anymore? Okay, all right. Any others? Any other concerns or celebrations for the good of the order? All right. Let's turn to our unison prayers. You find it printed in your worship bulletin. Let us read responsively. Precious and loving God, we seek you in this time of prayer. Lord God, hear our prayers. In your tender love for humanity, you took on our human nature and suffered death upon the cross. Lord, help us to understand and to follow humbly. Mercifully grant that we might also share in Christ's righteousness and resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to a time, moment of silent meditation and prayer. Lord God, as we come and we gather, we hear the very stones shouting out Hosanna to our Lord. Nature is full of its celebrations, the glory of new life and growth and sunshine and warmth and people in the parks and picnics and all of the ways that we celebrate the life and vitality around us. It is a beautiful Palm Sunday, Lord. And yet in the midst of all of our joining and celebration, there are concerns and you know them. You know where there are people who are not celebrating, who are under duress. You know that we have not solved conflicts and wars. You know that there are those who are hurting. And Lord, guide us. Guide us that we might be present and care in whatever ways we are able, as you give us ability. And Lord, as we gather and joining our brothers and sisters and seeing a society that turns less and less to church and finds meaning in all of the other things in the secular world. Lord, guide us that as Christians we find how it is we are to reach out and offer you to them. Ways that we are to help them celebrate the risen Christ, to find the hope and love that is Jesus Christ, that is the Lord in our lives, that gives us meaning to share and to find ways to share compassion and give good gifts, to cease judging, to reach out in justice. Lord, on this beautiful morning, we come and celebrate, and we celebrate the young people and all people waving palm branches and shouting, Hosanna, God, save us. God, come among us. And we celebrate, we sing, we pray, and Lord, we seek your guidance as we seek to follow. Join with us, Lord. Join with us on this beautiful morning, on this special morning. And join with us as we join with our brothers and sisters around the world with the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The youth, Tongan youth, I invite you forward for the offertory. I'm going to sing from your locations as you are. I will leave that up to all of you.
Ask if you're able to please rise as we read this morning's gospel lesson, which is taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. You can find that on page 78 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Luke 19, verses 28 through 40. Listen for the word of the Lord. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Just say this, the Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. Now, as he was approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I would like to invite forward the children or anyone who feels moved by the Spirit on this Palm Sunday to come forward as we join together in our VBS video, Good in Every Way.
Amen. And this is both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. And intriguingly, over the years, as in my ministry, I have always chosen Palm Sunday. So much more fun, celebrating of palms and the joy and the beauty. It's like Jesus Christ Superstar, if you're familiar with that musical. I love Act One. Act Two is pretty hard to watch. But it is true, too, that we are here gathered and we are about learning and understanding and knowing the journey, about knowing and learning about our faith. And not everyone will be able to join us for Good Friday, so it might be worth our time to pause and walk through the story of Jesus' passion. I won't read it all for you. I told Nalo I was going to have him read all of Luke chapter 22 and 23, but he's a little sore. They made him work this week, and his knees is a little painful, but I had planned anyway, so we're going to just change our path there a little bit. So join me, if you will, as we are about the journey of Jesus in his passion. You remember the Passover feast. How many of you remember what a Passover feast is? Have you been to one? Have you seen one? It's a wonderful celebration. It's a family gathering. It's like Thanksgiving in the Hebrew tradition, except that it is a scripted piece as well, with parts for everyone. There are involvements for different things as they remember their history and their journey. And Jesus had just finished the Passover with his disciples. And as he was finishing, he turned to them and he said, "One of you will betray me." One of you, the apostles were taken aback. Certainly it couldn't be one of the 12 would betray the Lord in some way. And Simon Peter stands up, he says, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death." And Jesus said, "I tell you, Simon, the rooster will not crow this day until you have denied me three times that you know me." So after the Passover feast, they've had a wonderful meal. They've had, their tummies are full. They've had good wine. It's late in the night. And Jesus goes to pray. He says, "Stay awake with me if you will." But they can't stay awake. So they fall asleep. He comes. He wakes them. They fall asleep again. They come. And eventually the night comes, is closing in, and before dawn a crowd came. And the one called Jesus, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around saw him and saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." What is conquered, my words, what is conquered by force must be maintained by force. Jesus is teaching us that what is needing to be accomplished has to be done heart to heart, in love and care. We go back to the scripture. They seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. But Peter was following at a distance. Jesus, with his gathering, they kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down. Peter sat among them, and a female servant, seeing Peter in the firelight, stared at him and said, "This man also was with Jesus." But Peter denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." A little later, someone else, on seeing him, said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then about an hour later, still another kept insisting, "Surely this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." At that moment, while they were still speaking, the rooster crowed. Peter remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he wept bitterly. Why would Peter have done such a thing? Why would Peter have denied the Lord? We would never deny the Lord. Peter was waiting for that moment to stand and testify before people in a grand court of inquiry. But he wasn't questioned in a grand court. He was questioned by people of little consequence, people in passing, people that might not have made a difference. Is it possible that we deny Christ in similar situations? To continue. The men who were holding Jesus began to mock him and beat him. The elder chiefs, priests, and elders question Jesus. They accuse him of heresy, and they bring Jesus before Pilate. Pilate questioned Jesus but finds no grounds to condemn him. But they were insistent and said, "He stirs up the people by teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he began, even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent Jesus off to Herod. So Herod questions Jesus at length, but Jesus does not reply. The chief priests and the elders continue to accuse him, and Herod and the soldiers treat him with contempt and mock him. Then Herod puts on an elegant robe on him and sends him back to Pilate. Pilate says to the people, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people, and here I have examined him in your presence, have not found this man to be guilty of any of the charges against him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us. Indeed, he has done nothing to deserve death. I will therefore have him flogged and release him." But they shouted, "Crucify, crucify him." So a third time, Pilate said to them, "I've always wondered about that." Three times. Three times Peter's denial. Three times here. Three times. I don't know. We contemplate that in our hearts. Pilate asks, "What evil has Jesus done? I have found in him no ground for the sentence of death. I will therefore have him flogged and then release him." But they kept urgently demanding with loud shouts that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate gave his verdict that their demand should be granted. As they were going out and they were preparing to go to have Jesus crucified, a man was coming in from the country. His name was Simon of Cyrene, and they made Simon carry Jesus' cross. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with two criminals, one on the right and one on the left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." They cast lots and divided his clothing. One of the criminals who was hanging there kept deriding Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him and said, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in heaven." Is it possible? I have to ask, is it possible that someone could repent at that very last instant and be forgiven? I don't think I could do that. I don't know whether I'd know if it was an honest repentance. I don't know if they were meaning it or just trying to escape the fate before them, if their hearts were pure in their repentance. The judge knows. The perfect judge knows. I can run at peace with that. It was now about noon. Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said that, he breathed his last. They took and they buried him in a tomb, and they covered it with a large stone, huge stone, too big for a single person, even a couple people to move, a stone to seal the entrance. And to those who were following him, they were fearful. They followed at a distance for fear that they too might be caught up in this purge, in this destructive action. And it seemed as if Jesus had been defeated. All that they'd learned, all that they'd planned, all of the things that had happened. It was only last week, at the beginning of this day, as we are looking back historically, that he had come into Jerusalem. Remember? Palm Sunday, Hosanna, Hosanna, marching. The kids were marching, and we were all singing it this morning. It was only a week's time. How could he have been defeated? How could this have come to be? Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, grant us salvation. That's the journey of the Passion. I was in my first appointment, and the lay leader, a wonderful fellow by the name of Wayne Nicodemus, you know, like Nicodemus, like in the Bible. And he said to me, he said, once that they'd had a preacher who had come and had preached on Palm Sunday and left Jesus hanging on the cross all week long before Easter morning. He said, it was the most unendurable, it was the most painful week of my life, he said. It was hard. And I've thought about that and remember that, and I have been cautious not to leave Jesus on the cross, because it may be too much for many of us to bear to have that be the case. And yet, we can look from this position 2 millennia hence. From this lofty vantage, we can look back. We know the rest of the story already. We know what will be coming. We are aware of Jesus' triumph. We are aware of Jesus' triumph. Amen? And not just the triumph over death, but over evil and corruption. Think about that a moment. In that day and age, they may not have seen many of the changes that they had hoped for. But in 2 millennia, think of how much has changed and is continuing to change. Jesus' triumph was not an instant of everything was better the next day, but it is a triumph that is ongoing, heart to heart in us. Jesus stood up against biases and human judgments. Man, that's still a hard one for me. I see somebody and I think, oh, they're this kind of person or that kind of person. And part of me wants to be a Sherlock Holmes and be able to tell all about a person just by observing them. But we are not really that good at detectives at all. And it is important for us to remember that those we meet are our brothers and sisters. And to reserve our judgments and allow the Lord to give them. Jesus stood up against sexism, classism, racism, and taught brother and sisterly love. Amazing things. And in his time, minor changes. But in 2,000 years, we have made much progress. He is bringing about justice. It isn't done yet. There are days when I think we should be done now. We're all caught. We're all there. We should be at the point of having things pretty well straightened out. I mean, we are a Christian nation. Things should be as they are about to be. But we know better. And it's important for us to remember that. I had a friend who was traveling abroad said that some of the changes that we have thought of have been happening. For example, in South Africa, that the journey may have made some progress positively, but then has become less positive. There will be ebbs and flows. God grant that it will be so and that we continue to champion justice and righteousness. We live in a nation that demands equality for people and rules under the law and justice. And we live in a land where there are health and care and caregivers, and it is available to all. Amen. We aren't there yet. But on this Palm Sunday, we can pause and we can think for a moment. And we can remember that moment. You see, the whole thing is upside down. It's like having a Super Bowl. You have the game, and then after the game, you have the parade and the celebration. We have the celebration and the parade before the game has been finished. But we celebrate that on this day. On this Palm Sunday, we celebrate Jesus and his triumph. And we vow our allegiance to follow. We are moving on to perfection. Let's say that. We are moving on to perfection. Keep on moving on. And in humility, may we be Jesus's people. May we celebrate Palm Sunday. May we celebrate it with the world and especially with all of our brothers and sisters as we shout, Hosanna! Hosanna. Amen. I have lost my bulletin. What's next? Please, come save me, Nalu. Closing hymn. Stand if you will.
Let us lift our voices in hymn 280, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
You'll get me trained yet, Mike. It's just going to take another 10 years. Just give it time. We come and we gather. It's Palm Sunday. And the world around us may not be fully aware. Let us share with them the joy, the celebration, the hosannas of this special day. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we be empowered to offer Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Join hands. Let us sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround you everywhere, everywhere you may go.
And God's people said,
Amen.